Fort Worth has been using less water in the last 14 years, thanks to education and more efficient appliances. In fact, customers bought $11 million less water last year, says Mary Gugliuza with the city's water department.
That $11 million in water we didn't sell is 3.7 billion gallons we didn't use. So the restrictions did what they were supposed to do. They saved water.
The city gets its water from six lakes, and they are at low levels or below normal. Because there hasn't been enough rainfall and the city is experiencing growth, 37,000 people moved into Fort Worth last year. Water is limited. Fort Worth is currently enforcing stage one water restrictions.
I don't think anybody wants to get down to stage two and only once a week, mandatory watering once a week, but if we get to stage two, we're also going to tell you the day you can do it. If we get down to 45% left in our reservoirs, there is no outdoor watering at all.
Over at the Eagle Mountain Lake Water Treatment Plant, north of downtown Fort Worth, Gugliuza explains that the price of raw water has increased because old pipes need to be replaced, new pipes need to be built, and untreated water has to be cleaned.
After the water has gone through the ozone chamber, it comes out here. We add chemicals in a series of basins. Initially, they're mixed rather rapidly. And then as they proceed, the mixing gets slower. So we want to get a good mix at first of the chemicals in the water, but then we need to slow it down so those particles can begin to form.
Once the mixing is completed, the water flows into what's called sedimentation basins, and eventually unwanted particles are filtered out. Hours after disinfection and the addition of fluoride, the water is distributed to more than 30 communities over 2,400 miles of pipeline. The cost of maintaining and transporting that water is rising, something that concerns Fort Worth Councilman Jungus Jordan.
Water is one of those requirements that government has to provide to our citizens. And in that role, we have a responsibility to make sure we're doing the right thing with our infrastructure to make that water available and at the lowest prices with the minimal impact on our citizens' lives.
Jordan says local government shouldn't be telling residents how or when to water their lawns. Instead, he wants the city to look at 60-year-old water lines that are breaking.
I am strongly supportive of conservation measures. But I want to see that we, the city, are following our own rules. I want to see that we are repairing the infrastructure so that we're not losing water through leakage. I want to see us investing in that infrastructure.
That's why he's on the fence about supporting the proposed ordinance to make water restrictions permanent.
We need common sense approach to this. We don't need to spend a lot of money going around trying to enforce the restrictions.
But that's up for debate tonight when the council meets to consider its water conservation plan. Dua Hli, Sai Kow Tau, KERA News.